the history of mankind, the horrendous history of mankind, because the most intelligent animal of this planet is the most terrible animal. You have only to read the history. What is history? Is war against everybody. The history of mankind is nothing but an endless conflict generated by the difference of races, languages, patriotisms, and religions. With the wars, some of these entities not only obtain the agitation of human mind, so this can produce the cerebral waves they love so much, but furthermore, they get with this an abundant amount of blood. And this is one of the more baffling aspects of the UFO phenomenon. And on the other side, one of the more clarifying, their love for blood. Today we know for sure that some of these entities are very fond of blood. For the extraterrestrials of today, the same as for the gods of old times, the blood is a very important thing. In our days, we have the undeniable fact of animal mutilations, which is a phenomenon we can find all over the world. And in it, the common denominator is the blood extraction. Here, I have clippings from the papers of last week, I should say, in Puerto Rico. I pass to there. People with sticks looking for the vampire. They call the vampire, the newspaper man, because he's appearing cattle dead, like everywhere. Eh? And they call it the vampire, mysterious vampire. A neighbor describes the vampire because he says that saw something fleeing. The most valiant have fear of the vampire. Another day. Police will not investigate the vampire. Some people associate it with the extraterrestrials. So people is waking up. This is papers of 1 week ago in Puerto Rico. And I should say, well, I'll tell later about this. Some ufologists didn't have yet related the mutilations with UFOs. They are still in a ufology of first grade. And that's why they continue to collect and classify sightings. And they don't know what to do with so many sightings and so many cases. But today we cannot have any doubts about the close relation between animal mutilations and UFOs. I have been an almost direct witness of it. And I have investigated the phenomenon in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Spain. Listen to this. In Mexico, I discovered that in certain little remote villages of Huasteca, in the center of the Republic, after the apparition on the air at night of certain mysterious lights flying at a low altitude, which Indians call witches, and they come once in a while. On the following morning, it was very frequent to find several babies dead aside their mothers. These were like drugged, and sometimes it took several days to bring them back to the normal life. The babies were always totally drained of blood. When the lights appeared in the sky, all women having little babies start to tremble. This has been happening for centuries in this region. And was such the fear they had to those lights that among those Indians there are special rites and sorceries to defend themselves against these lights. The authorities, always the sapient and the good authorities, prohibited me to talk about it. But I published the names of the little towns where all these things happened, and the names of the mothers whose babies had died. And I could tell you about other, no animal mutilation, human mutilation. Maybe you don't hear, but they cut, when they mutilate a man, most a chaser, because he's alone in the mountain, they got usually the same organs that they got in the cattle. These organs, I have seen many times, are eyes, for example, tongue, they extract the tongue this way, genitals, masculine and feminine, perfect, all the apparatus. If it's female, it's much more complicated, but they go inside the uterus and everything. This is, I tell you this not because I read, because I have seen the things. I really never saw a human mutilated, but animals, many.